Thursday, November 7th. Help! It's only 7:30 a.m. and my day is already a total disaster. I'm beginning to think transferring to a new school might not be such a bad idea after all. Which BTW would probably make Mackenzie super happy. I got up extra early this morning to finish my geometry homework. I was just chilling out, eating a big bowl of delicious Fruity Pebbles cereal and daydreaming about Brandon, when suddenly the telephone rang. I had a really bad feeling about that call even before I answered it. Then, when I realized who it was, I just about had a heart attack right there on the spot. What I said.
Hello?
What he said. Hi. This is Principal Winston. I'm calling for Maxwell's bug extermination. We've recently started having an insect problem at the school, and I'm a little concerned. What I said. You've reached Maxwell's bug extermination. We're currently away from the phone. Please leave a message at the tone and we'll return your call. Beep. What he said. Yes, Principal Winston here from Westchester Country Day Middle School. We need your services for a serious insect problem. Could you stop by my office tomorrow during school hours? I'll give you all the details when we meet. Still in a daze, I hung up the phone, grabbed my lucky pen, and filled out a message sheet for Dad. For Dad. Urgent. Date. Thursday, November 7th. Time, 7:15 a.m. While you were out. From Principal Winston of WCD Middle School. Phone. You already have it. Telephoned. Wants to see you. Message. Need you to come to WCD to discuss a bug problem. Stop by his office during school hours Friday, November 8th. Signed, Nikki. That's when the extreme awfulness of the situation finally started to sink in and I totally lost it. No! I was like, OMG, OMG, OMG. My principal wants my dad to come to my school to take care of the bug problem. My stomach got really icky, like I had just eaten at Queasy Cheesy or something. And I thought I was going to faint. However, rather than waiting to die of embarrassment at school, I decided to take the initiative and end it all right then. By drowning myself in my delicious bowl of Fruity Pebbles. I know it sounds like an insane idea, but I'd already tried it on Miss Penelope, my sister's hand puppet, and it had actually worked. Kind of. Me, desperately trying to drown my sorrows in my bowl of cereal. Splat! Glug, 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 gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. However, in spite of my efforts, I ended up still very much alive. I felt so frustrated with my situation, I wanted to scream. Again. Mostly because I had a half cup of soggy fruity pebble thingy stuck up my nose. OMG. I must have sneezed fruity pebbles for like 10 minutes straight. They were plastered all over the walls and ceiling like rainbow-colored boogers or something. I can't believe Principal Winston is expecting my dad to show up at his office tomorrow for a bug extermination appointment. I'll transfer schools before I let my dad humiliate me by dancing around in his red jumpsuit, which BTW has my last name plastered across the back, zapping bugs in front of the entire student body. Everyone will think he forgot to take his meds or something. I've officially designated my school as a no dad zone. No way am I telling him about that phone message. It just ain't gonna happen. After Dad misses that appointment, Hopefully, Principal Winston will just hire someone else to take care of the school's bugs. I already have the scholarship. So what is Winston going to do? Suddenly just kick me out in the middle of the semester? Not. I think I'm going to wear my lucky socks tomorrow. Hey, I'm gonna need all the help I can get.